This is Inside Track of Sunday with Lee County Speedway Discount Tire Fall Extravaganza. We're with the modified feature winner, Josh Foster. Josh, just like last night, a 61 car hung there with you for a while, but when it got down to it, they didn't have anything for you.
Yeah, we kind of protect the bottom kind of track. I mean, Mike had a really nice racetrack, but I mean, there was some moisture that came up there that he just couldn't nip, but my hat's off to him. He had a beautiful racetrack, and I had a good starting spot for what the track was like, so it was kind of a big load on me, so I didn't, you know, if I screwed it up, it's definitely my fault.
You know, we're sitting there watching, and it seems like you're just running around the bottom, but man, it's a whole lot harder than that, isn't it? I mean, it's 30 laps, that's 60 corners, that's 60 chances to mess up.
Oh, yeah.
And to hit those marks every time and be patient, stay on the bottom, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's like you have to teach yourself that every time the caution comes out, you have to reteach yourself to just take it easy and just make sure you protect the bottom and make sure you get off the corners good so nobody gets a run for you. I hate running the bottom.
I can believe that because I know you want to pack it in there.
That's right. I want to haul it in there and stand on the gas. That's more fun, but when it's where it's at, you got to run it.
Comparing, I know, you know, huge difference in the track tonight to last night. Did you make any big changes in the car? Were you prepared for the track being this way, or did you leave it pretty much the same?
Yeah, we took it home last night and worked on it for about 3 hours this morning. It was pretty tight last night, and I wanted to try and get it freed up. I didn't get it all the way where I wanted to. It was still a little tight on me, but once I learned to just roll into the corner and not try and hammer down on the gas, the thing started working good. I guess it just takes a little discipline.
Josh Foster discipline. That didn't even match up.
No, not really, does it?
Who'd you have helping you tonight?
Jim Forsyth, my wife Jody, Tina Forsyth, had some family here tonight, so that was cool. I want to thank all my sponsors, and like I say every time, you know, we couldn't do it without these people that help, and these things take a lot of time to keep going, and my hat's off to those guys because we put a good race car on the track tonight.
Always great to win when you got family visiting.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Who you got for sponsors?
Got Farmington Tax and Accounting, Moorfield Electric, Five Star Drywall, All Pro Lawn and Landscape, Donaldson Tire, Rolling Hills Farms, Turbo Wash, Sputz Racing Engines. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody, but man, this was awesome tonight, Dave. I really had fun this weekend at Mike Van Genderen. Did a hell of a job with the racetrack, you know, for the weather he was dealt with. We had two great nights of racing, and it's almost unheard of for the amount of rain that we had. So my hat's definitely off to him. He did a whale of a job getting the track ready, and we just had a lot of good racing. I had a lot of fun watching the races tonight. So
there's a lot of great racing this weekend, and I'll tell you, you know, by winning last night, I know you started on the pole tonight, but man, with the field that was out there, there was some strong competition. Nothing's automatic.
No, there was quite a few good cars here tonight, and you know, it's cool when you can get those guys that you haven't seen for a while that run in different areas, and you know who they are, and you've talked to them before, and then these specials, you get them good guys in one spot, and it's kind of like a racer's reunion, and then you got to go try and beat them. So it was a lot of fun. We pitted beside Hanford all night, or all weekend, and then we had to race side by side with him both nights. So it was a lot of fun.
You planning on going to Memphis?
Yep, we're planning on it. The weather doesn't look too hot, but we're definitely planning on it. We'll go home and get this thing ready to rock and roll, and hopefully we can pull this thing off again next weekend.
Josh Foster, thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on a great weekend up at Lee County Speedway.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you.